one of the many powers that you have in your toolbox, interestingly enough, is the power to know what is true. And that goes along with your psychic abilities, which you all have in one way or the other. But that thing in you that is able to ring true or ring false, that is something that you really want to be calling on now. And the reason for it is there is so much in the world around you that is distorted. The thing in your world that needs to be true is you and what you feel and what you intuit. That is what needs to be true. And you have plenty of opportunities, because of the craziness of the world, to practice your own knowing. You can look at something and ask yourself, does that ring true? And you want to get very good at this, so that you are getting more and more trust in yourself. We have always had that in certain situations in life where we trusted how we felt. We trusted what we knew. But now we are going to need to expand that knowing, because the lies have expanded. So we need to be the carriers of truth. Now, here is a beautiful thing, and we want to remind you of it. When you know and you feel what is true, you do not need to convince anyone else. And sometimes that is a little difficult, because when you see people buying into something, part of you would like to spare them. But if they are really wanting to buy into it, you are much better off knowing what is true, holding it, keeping it inside of yourself, and then continuing to move forward on your path. There are forces, both dark and light, that are becoming very powerful now. And you are not far away from a great clash that will splinter many things. But the world you live in is asking you to develop your ability to know what is true. And there are simply more things to consider than there used to be. And the second part is more difficult, because if someone is asking you, then it is fine to share. But there are those who do not want to hear what is true. It is not that they want to hear the magic. They want to hear the anger. They want to hear the right and the wrong and the things that cause war in your world. And when you look at them and see that, please do not share your truth with them. Keep your truth to yourself and get stronger and stronger about knowing about it. And when you do that, you will be doing spiritual work, because the one who tells the truth and knows the truth is a powerful person in the time that you are in. And there cannot be too much knowing of truth. There simply cannot be. We do want to point out that all of the things that you are going through are a bit tiring. And some of you are feeling bad, that you want to sleep and rest as much as you do. We would ask you to please not be critical of yourself for that. There is a wonderful thing that happens in a time of sleep, and that is we can communicate with you in ways that we cannot when you are alert and awake and in the part of your mind that is figuring things out. But when you are asleep, we can bring you more information. So do not begrudge yourself the nap. Do not begrudge yourself the rest, because this is a time that is indeed demanding quite a lot of it. We do not want you to be afraid, but we do want you to understand that you are living in a combustible situation. Right and wrong are dancing as fast as they can, and there is inevitably going to be a conflict of very large nature. So we want you not to be worried about that, but simply understand that because of the volatility of all that is going on, it is inevitable that there will be a bang, a big bang, as you say. So we want to congratulate you all for still being in your bodies and for moving through your lives in the best way that you possibly can. That is a wonderful healing thing for the earth. And in this time, there's an interesting thing. Whatever loving thing you do for yourself, you are doing it for the world that you are in. Now, this is not to say that you do not do service and that you do not respond to those who might need help. But do remember this. When you choose for yourself the best thing, there's an energy with that, and it goes out into the world around you. So it has a power that you probably do not understand, but we believe before too very long you will. So a kindness to yourself is a kindness to the world. Patience with yourself and your path and your process, that is patience for the world. Generosity to yourself, that is generosity to the world. This is a dance of energy that we have never experienced in quite the way that we are experiencing it now. So do remember that there is no such thing as being too kind to you, too restful, too gentle with yourself, too understanding with yourself. Simply know that. And if you know that, then you will be able to get through this time in a more ordered way. Because you are women, you have only been given credit for what you sacrifice. And again, this is not anything against service. It is simply that you must understand this other dynamic, which is a kindness to you is a kindness to the world. It does not have to always be you going out to be kind. It can be you going in to be kind. And when you give yourself credit for that as you go, you are building a very strong system within yourself, but also within the world. This is a challenging time, we know, but it is a time for kindness. And so we are going to take a bit of time to talk about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Breathe deeply and easily. Inhale love. Exhale anything you might be holding against yourself. Feel the blue of peace all around you and breathe in peace. and exhale fear. Bring yourself into your heart center and look at the beautiful place you've made there. A place to rest. A place to create. A place to restore your spirit. And feel your heart center light up. And look around and see a path that has illuminated. And walk to that path. And as you step onto the path, release the world. And let the path take you upward. Feel how light you have become. And come to the place of release. And feel any heaviness in you come out of your body and enter this place so it can be released because it does not serve you or the world around you. Feel worry. Leave your body. Come into this place and feel it taken away from you because it is heavy and you are light. And find a regret that may still be with you. And take that regret into the energy of this place and release it. And feel how your body fills that place with light where the regret once was. And move back to the path. And begin to move upward on the path. Until you come to the place of connection. And in this place, allow yourself to connect to your teachers, your guides, your animals, people you love, people who love you, beauty that you have created or that you want to create. And feel all of that in this place. And allow the connection to make you full of light, so there is no room for the darkness. Now feel yourself move upward on the path till you come to the place of the gift. Rest the mind. Know the gift. And know that your teacher is here with you. When you've known your gift, receive your teacher's blessing, your teacher who loves you. Thank you, teacher, for coming to be here with you, knowing that your teacher is always with you. And walk back down the path and breathe in the blessings in the air. And come into your heart center again. Find a place where water flows and drink that water for yourself, for your spirit, for anything you need to wash away. Now standing in your heart center, begin to breathe into the center of yourself to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.